Busybody, an Agatha Raisin Mystery by M.C. Beaton. Read by Penelope Keith. Chapter 1. Having found that her love for her ex-husband, James Lacey, had more or less disappeared, Agatha Raisin, middle-aged owner of a detective agency in the English Cotswolds, decided to hit another obsession on the head. For the past 2 years, she had been determined to create the perfect Christmas, the full Dickensian dream, with disappointing results. So she decided to flee Christmas by taking a long holiday in Corsica. Her second-in-command, young Tony Gilmore, was more than capable of dealing with the usual run of dreary divorce cases and missing pets, the bread and butter of the agency. Agatha had booked a room in a hotel in the town of Porto Vecchio, at the south of the Mediterranean island. She had Googled the information and found that it was an old Genoese town with a winter temperature in the low 60s Fahrenheit. She arrived at the hotel late because it took her over an hour to find a taxi at Figari Airport. Agatha looked forward to celebrating Christmas with a lobster dinner, no more turkey. The receptionist at the hotel greeted her with, "I see you've booked in with us for 3 weeks. Why?" Agatha blinked. "Why? I'm on holiday." "But what are you going to do?" asked the receptionist. "Most of the shops and restaurants are closed. You don't have a car. There aren't that many taxis, and the ones that there are don't like short trips." "I'll think about it," said Agatha wearily. "I'm hungry. Do you have a restaurant?" "No. But if you go out of the hotel and turn right, and then next..."